Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This week, another installment of our check-ins with mayors about how they're governing in the midst of a pandemic. I spoke with Mayor Lenny Curry of Jacksonville, Florida. Pictures featuring crowds of people moving around on newly opened beaches in his city made national news last weekend. But first, I started off by asking him how his constituents are holding up.
They're tired and restless, which is to be expected, but they have really embraced social distancing. A lot of people in masks, if you see them out in grocery stores. We got ahead of this pretty early. Before I even did safer at home orders and a number of other executive orders, I shut down concert venues, all city venues where you'd have large crowds, compact crowds, before most cities in Florida. And so we embraced it early. Our positive rates are between right around 5%, which is lower than most metropolitan areas in the state.
It seems as though Southern Florida has been hit worse by the coronavirus pandemic. Are you worried at all that an increase in cases makes its way up north to where Jacksonville's located?
You know, even as we contemplate getting back to some level of work, we are going to continue to stress social distancing, masks, wearing masks when you're in public, working from home when you can. All those are under executive order right now. There'll come a time when they're not, but we will continue to stress those things and possibly even executive order some of them.
What does that mean to executive order some of them?
So, for example, before I did a safer at home order, which meant everybody's home except for essential businesses, I put out an executive order that said if your employees can work from home, if they can perform their job duties, can work from home, it's mandated that you allow them to work from home. So that's where we started. And so, you know, as we contemplate going back to some level of work, we'll have to contemplate what, when we get non-essential people back to work, what kind of restrictions need to remain in place to keep our positive rates down? Because the virus is with us; it's not leaving anytime soon, based on what all the health experts say. There's no vaccine right now. Living in perpetual lockdown is not sustainable economically, or from a mental health perspective, or other health risks. So, we've got to figure out how to live with this and mitigate the risk.
And you had originally closed the beaches on March 20th, opened them up this past weekend for really just essential activities, walking, biking, hiking. Talk us through your decision for reopening these beaches.
Yeah. So through all the whole stay-at-home, safer-at-home orders, I've encouraged people to get outside in their neighborhoods, walk their dogs, jog, just get out in the air. But if you see your neighbors, if you see people you don't know, keep your distance, don't stop, don't get in their space. And so people have been doing that for weeks. If you go down to our beaches neighborhoods, there's a street called First Street, which is one block off the beach, where people were walking and biking, and that at times could become compact. So opening the beaches to restricted activities and restricted hours opened up a bunch of wide space for people to move around. I've seen the recent photos. It's working. People are far apart. They're not congregating. They're practicing what we've asked them to.
So when those pictures started coming out over the weekend and Jacksonville was trending on Twitter and other social media for these pictures that looked like people were in these big clumps, did people really overdo it that first weekend and maybe not do the social distancing?
Well, a lot of people got, as soon as it opened, it had been, you know, weeks, a lot of people wanted to get out on the beach that evening. So certainly a lot of people went. I wasn't out there when it opened, but there's mayors of those beaches communities as well. They were out there. Police and fire were out there. Other media outlets were out there. I'm not going to debate camera angles, but I'm told by and large, people were, in fact, 6 feet apart, and they weren't engaging with other folks. And so it was that was a moment in time. That's not happening now. But everything that I've been told and seen is that they practiced behaviors that we'd asked them to practice. And look, I believe Central Park's open right now. So wide open spaces, if people practice and behave appropriately, are healthy.
The other thing we're talking to mayors about is the impact that this pandemic is having on your city finances and what it's going to mean as you're trying to put together a budget. I know you passed a budget at the end or the fall of last year that was something over $1 billion. What is next year going to look like?
It's going to be a very difficult budget. We're going to have to reevaluate all of our priorities. And my focus will be relief to our citizens, relief to our businesses, jobs, and getting people back to work, looking at infrastructure projects that we had maybe scheduled for out years and figuring out what we can move up into current years. So it's going to be all about our people.
You also sit on a reopening committee. I don't know what the official title is, but in Florida with Governor DeSantis, how are you putting together recommendations for reopening the state?
Well, I have, where my team is, we've looked at the phases that the White House has put out, and the phases 1, 2, and beyond are, there's some specificity to it, but it also gives you some room to tailor it to your community. But we're going to try to follow those guidelines and then tailor it to our community and share those best practices or ideas, if you will, with the committee. For example, our beach restrictions are ours. And what you can do on the beaches were discussed on a call yesterday, and that committee is talking about maybe that being the model for the state of Florida. You know, limited hours, 6 to 11, 5 to 8, and no sunbathing, no coolers, no being stationary. You got to keep moving, and you got to practice social distancing. So that's an example.
Well, Mayor Curry, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me, and I really wish you and your city the best of luck.
Thank you.
Lenny Curry is the mayor of Jacksonville, Florida.